Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. E ṣeun igba gbogbo, e ṣeun ọjọ gbogbo. Thank you, Jesus. I give you the glory. We give you all honor. We say thank you, Jesus. Eshe, eshe, eshe. I just want to use a song to appreciate God. Eshe, 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 oh, emashe. Lord, we are grateful for another day. Lord, we say thank you, Jesus. We bless and appreciate you. We lift our hands up and we say, good God, you are a good and faithful God. Thank you for another day, the 13th day in the month of March 2026. It's not by works of righteousness, but by your grace. Your mercy has kept us. Your mercy said no to every handwriting that has been written contrary to our lives. We thank you because you are the pillar that holds our life and will continue to hold our lives. We thank you because you are our shield, you are our buckler, you are our strength. Thank you, Jesus, for the journey so far. Lord, we are so grateful to you for everything. We bless your holy name because you are good, you are God, you are kind. You are the omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscience. We bless you because of who you are. We say thank you, God, because of who you are. We thank you because of who you are. We do not take it for granted. We bow down and we say thank you, Jesus. We honor you, God, because you are our Father. We honor you, God, because you are God. Man, our existence does not determine you that you are God. But you are God, you remain God, and you will still be God. We give you the glory. We say thank you, Jesus. In you, we live, we breathe, and have our being. You are the strength of our life. When we are weak, you strengthen us on a daily basis. We thank you because you are the pillar that holds our life. Thank you because we enjoy your love, your steadfast love you show to us daily. We enjoy your steadfast love at every point in time. In chaotic times, we enjoy your steadfast love. In challenging times, we experience your steadfast love. In situations when we look as if we are lonely, we enjoy your steadfast love. Lord, we do not take this for granted. Lord, thousands of tongues is not enough to say thank you, God. But Lord, in the little way we say, we raise our hands and we say thank you, God. We magnify you for all. We magnify you for who you are. We magnify you for what you will continue to do. Thank you, God, for everything. We magnify you. I will bring our praises and thanks to you this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good morning, brethren. With joy in our hearts, we say thank you, God, for the dawning of another day, the 13th day in the month of March, and we are so grateful for this opportunity. It is not that we are better than anybody, but your mercy has kept us, and we are grateful for it, and I want us to make our words of declaration with faith, and we join in our hearts that, God, as I go today, you are the pillar that holds my life. I will enjoy you more than ever before. Your grace will strengthen me. You will strengthen and arise for my help in the name of Jesus Christ. You will raise men for me in the name of Jesus Christ. Where I least expect, you open doors for me. Your help will arise from the throne of mercy in the name of Jesus Christ. You will help me from all corners of the earth in the name of Jesus Christ. You will cause the windows of heaven to open unto me, to shower the blessings of the rain in the name of Jesus Christ, to shower the blessings of the dew and showers upon my journey today in the name of Jesus Christ. My going out and my coming in is blessed. My going out and coming in is redeemed by the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus speaks volumes. The blood of Jesus speaks mercy. The blood of Jesus speaks favor. The blood of Jesus speaks victory. The blood of Jesus speaks help. The blood of Jesus speaks everything that my life is in need of today in the name of Jesus Christ. I will be helped of the Lord. I will not walk out of the help of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. I am strengthened from my inner man in the name of Jesus Christ. The power of the living God overshadows me in the name of Jesus Christ. He gives me beauty for ashes. The blood of Jesus washes it and makes me clean. My life is transformed. My life will continually be transformed. Today will not be a day of sorrow for me. Today will be a day of joy for me because my seat is not in the corners of death. My seat is in the corners of victory. I am seated with the Lord Most High in the name of Jesus. And he who sits in heaven laughs because victory is my portion, because victory is your portion, because victory is our portion in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Good morning once again. brethren. Today is the 13th day in the month of March, and God has been faithful. He has been going through the journey for us, and we will not walk out of His presence in Jesus' name. We will not walk out of His help for our lives in Jesus' name. Lord, will help us to patiently wait with God till our joy is full in Him. In the name of Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Good morning. We've been discussing help from the beginning of March, and our anchor scripture has been taken from the book of Psalm 121 verse 1, which says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord who made the heaven and earth. And we have been talking about help from the beginning of March. We are going through this topic in this light today. Help. I want us to know that no one can function on this earth without the help of God. Without the help of God, without God sending help to us, we are alone. We are vulnerable. We live a lonely life, and anyone that lives a lonely life cannot enjoy life to the fullness, because we are social being. God has created us to move, to live together, and while we move together, we need help in one way or the other. That was why God created Eve for Adam. Let man not be alone. I pray that as the help of the Lord has been made available, as the help of the Lord is surrounding us on a daily basis, the Lord will open our consciousness to see the help and walk in the light of the help He has given to us in Jesus' name. Help, it's a necessity for life. Anyone who lacks help will live a lonely life, and loneliness creates void, which exposes an individual to chaos. God is the help that every life needs, because the help of God is life-saving. The help of God is plenteous, because God is full of mercy and redemption. The help of God is constant and is sure. The help of God does not carry any attachments, any false motive. No. The help of God does not carry it. So I want us to go to the book of Psalm 130. It says, I'm using KJV. Out of the depth have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thy ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquity, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waited for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say more than they that watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities, and he shall redeem I and you from all our iniquities. The Bible says, my soul doth wait on the Lord. I cry to the Lord. The issue is that many of us cry to the Lord, but our heart is not positioned to the help that God wants to give us. We cry and we shout to the Lord on a daily basis, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, help me. We know that no one can help us effectively without the help of God. In him is forgiveness. He forgives us all that. He doesn't remember our sins. Many of us, the devil uses guilt of our mistakes to pull us down, to make us feel that we cannot receive the help of God. And that is a big lie from the pit of hell. It is in God that there is forgiveness. He said, but there is forgiveness in you. No matter our mistakes, there is forgiveness is in God. And the Bible says, I will wait for the Lord my soul. Many of us feel, let me wait a little and let me quit. We don't have long suffering in waiting, and we always shout for help on a daily basis. We get weary, we look at it as if God is late, and God's help is never late. God comes right on time. God is the owner of our time, and is the one that knows the best timing for our lives. He even judges our activities. But no, that is not God. The plan of God for every one of us is different. So we should not judge our life based on men's conclusion about life, because they are not the owner of our life. The Bible says, I will wait for the Lord my soul. The question is, are we ready to wait for the help of the Lord? Are we not always in a hurry to walk out of the help that God has given to us? Daily, the Lord provides help for us, but we have a problem of comparison. We feel that, because the help of this person comes this way, my help must come that way. We are the one trying in with the clay are trying to tell the potter that this is the help I need, and the potter knows that this is not the actual help we need for our life. Are we trying to help God? Are we trying to teach God what we need for our life? No, the Bible says, I will wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait. The beginning says, out of the depth of my heart, I cry unto the Lord. While we cry unto the Lord, are we waiting for the Lord's help? He is the very present help in the time of trouble. He is the one that is ready to help us at all times. But are we ready and willing to wait for that help that God has given to us? He said, and in his word do I hope. Do we hope in that word that we are proclaiming? Do we hope in the God of our salvation? Do we even really believe that he can save us and help us after that trouble? Or we are looking for alternatives? He said, I will wait on the Lord. We have done our best by crying unto the Lord. That man in the Bible shouted, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, have mercy upon me. People tried to shut him down, but he did not keep quiet. He hoped in the Lord and he received what he wanted from God. He received help. He did not allow challenges. He did not allow people to silence him. What is silencing you today? What is silencing me today? Are we allowing things, distraction, to silence us from shouting and crying continuously to the help? Are we allowing discouragement? Are we allowing distress? Are we allowing what we are seeing to prevent us from calling unto the Lord? I will cry unto the Lord until my joy is full. Many of us don't have that strength to cry unto God. Do we receive the help that we need for our life? A guy that looks as if she's not worthy, she cried unto the Lord until God answered her. Are we going to cry unto the Lord? Are we willing to cry and wait for that help that God is willing to give to us? Are we open on the word? Are we standing on the word of God till our joy is full? The word of God for us today is, after crying unto the Lord, we should hope in the Lord. We should stand firm in his word, and we should continually confess that word and wait till our joy is full. The word for us today is waiting on the Lord. My soul waits on the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. It might be looking late. Don't be weary. It might look as if you are behind. Don't be weary. Let us wait on the Lord, because it is in God that we have constant help. It is in God that we have redemptive help. The Bible says he is plenteous in mercy. He is plenteous in redemption. The redemption, the help, and the mercy of God is plenteous that even the whole world cannot exhaust it. God is plenteous in mercy. We cannot exhaust the redemption, the mercy, the help that God has given to us. I pray that as we go out today, the Lord will help us, that we will rely and wait on the help that God has given to us. We will not allow impatience to hinder us from receiving the help that God has given to us in Jesus' name. Let's not forget, God's help is redemptive. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Before we were willing to release ourselves to God, God has made that provision for us, the provision of help, by sending Jesus to die for us on the cross of Calvary, to wash away our sin, to stand as a standby help, to redeem our life from the destruction that the devil has set for us. So he has sent his help to deliver us from our sins and destruction. And in the light of this, I'm using this medium to tell every one of us that in Christ is redemption, in Christ is eternal life. His help has made that way by sending Jesus. It cost Jesus to die on the cross of Calvary. And my prayer is that we will not waste that effort of help that God has done by sending Jesus to die for us. Jesus is the only help that we need for redemption. Jesus is the only help that we need for eternal life. I pray the Lord will help us to stand in him, to appreciate the help of Jesus that died for us on the Calvary, to embrace him and to live our life like him, to be who he has called us to be, so that we can make it to our eternal home in heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ, the strength of the Lord is made available for us. We will journey through in victory. We will not fall by the wayside. His help will keep us moving, and the Lord will help us to wait patiently in his help. We wait patiently for the help that he has provided for us in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with us today. As we go, the grace of the Lord is for us in Jesus' name. Nigeria, receive the help of God in Jesus' name. Nigeria will not reject the help of God in Jesus' name. Our journey today is blessed. It is well with us in Jesus' name. Good morning, and have a wonderful day. God bless you.